God says we're His jewels. If that's true, I want to be like that pretty one.
It would be great to be a beautiful jewel, but it's even more important to be a real jewel. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Diamonds are beautiful, but sometimes they can be fake. It takes an expert to figure out which diamonds are real and which diamonds are not. It's kind of like that for Christians, too. Some people just talk like Christians, and only God can tell the difference. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father." Our story today is called God's Jewels, Part 1. Mr. Billings opened the door to his shop and stood aside to let his Sunday school class through. "Welcome to my shop," he said. "As you know, I'm a lapidary, a gem cutter. Look around and see which gems you like best." The kids walked into a glittering world of sparkling jewels in lit cases. Bright instruments gleamed from their places on a work table in the back. "Wow, look at all this cool stuff," said Bo. The kids looked around for several minutes, pointing out the gems they liked best. After a while, Mr. Billings called them over. "Kids, did you know that God refers to those who trust in Him as His jewels? If you're a Christian, you're one of them, one of His special treasures." "If I'm a jewel, I'd like to be like one of those," said Anna Lee, pointing to a sparkling clear gem set in a ring. "Not me," Bo pointed to a ring with a bigger stone. "I think this one's the best." Mr. Billings took out both rings. "One of these is a real diamond, and the other is a cubic zirconium, a fake. Can you tell which is which?" The kids examined the stones carefully, but they couldn't see any difference. Mr. Billings picked up Bo's choice. "This is the fake," he said. "It's not surprising that both of these look real to you, but I can easily tell the difference because I know jewels." He put the rings back into the case while the children whispered in surprise to each other. When the kids turned their attention back to Mr. Billings, he said, "You know, God knows people even better than I know these jewels. The Bible tells us that while we see only the outside of a person, God sees the heart. He knows which people are truly His, those who know Jesus as their Savior, and which people only look like they're Christians on the outside. One day, God is going to gather all His jewels and take them to be with Him forever. If you're not sure whether you're one of God's jewels, I'd like to talk with you about what Jesus has done so you can know you're His jewel too." Well, what about you? Are you one of God's jewels? Or do you just appear to be a Christian on the outside? Maybe you aren't quite certain. If you're not sure, talk to a trusted Christian in your life who can tell you more about what it means to know Jesus as your Savior. He died for you so you could become a precious child of God and live with Him forever. To learn more about what it means to know Jesus as your Savior, get your parents' permission first, and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Malachi 3:17.
"They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels."
And our key thought for today, you can be one of God's jewels. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families around the world and close to home with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Use this time to thank God for His blessings and ask Him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.